Today's shiur is Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Yesterday in our shiur, we identified that both Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan and Rabbi Elazar were captured by the Romans. And in fact, the Gemara said that Rabbi Elazar was accused of five different sins against the government, which, as we discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur, he was able to defend himself against. Rav Chananya ben Trajan, the Gemara said, was actually only imprisoned for one sin, but he couldn't save himself. And now our Gemara begins to discuss what was the episode with Rav Chananya ben Trajan. Asula Rav Chananya ben Trajan, they brought Rav Chananya ben Trajan. Amalein, they asked him, "Amai kosak de baraisa, why did you learn Torah?" And as the Marsha points out, by Rav Chananya ben Trajan, the Gemara uses the words, "Amai kosak de baraisa." Whereas by Rav Elazar, the Gemara says, "Amai tanisa." And the difference is, because as we're going to soon learn, Rav Chananya ben Trajan, not only did he learn Torah, but he was makkel kehillos barabim, he gathered together groups of people to learn Torah. Whereas Rav Elazar learned Torah privately. And that's why Rav Chananya, the Gemara uses the words asakta, and Rav Elazar, the Gemara uses the words tanisa. Amalusu responded, "The reason I did it was because Sivane Lakai, because that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants of me." Miad Gazru Alav L'Sreifa, he was immediately sentenced to be burnt. Valishta Lariga, his wife was sentenced to be murdered. Vabita Leisha Bekuba Shel Zayonis, and his daughter should have to sit amongst prostitutes. And the Gemara explains each one of these things. Alav L'Sreifa, he was sentenced to burning. Shayahayges Hashem Bas Yosef, because Rashi says he used to pronounce one of the Shemes Hashem is the Shem Hashem that's spelled with 42 letters. And he used to pronounce the Shem Hashem. He used to use that Shem Hashem. In fact, Rishonim say that not only did he use that Shem Hashem, but he used to create, that Shem Hashem is very powerful, and he used to create people with that Shem Hashem, create different things with that Shem Hashem. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that what he did wrong was that we know that the Shem Hashem is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei, and instead of pronouncing it Adnus, took the word Yud Kei Vav Kei and pronounced it that way, which we know is not permitted. In fact, I saw the Paiskim say a very interesting halacha. Those that say Kabonis every morning, part of the Kabonis, as the Gemara says, we say Abaya, have a Masada say Damarocha. So the Paiskim say you have to be very careful not to say those two words, Abaya Hava, very close together. Because the last letter of the word Abaya is Yud. The next word is Hava, Hei Vav Hei. You have to be careful not to pronounce it Yud Kei Vav Kei. Very interesting Shaila that I saw that the Mefarshim discuss. When we say, as we just said, and we know the halach is, that you're not supposed to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei as it's written, but rather you're supposed to pronounce it as Adnus. What does that mean? Does that mean that the pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei is Adnus? That's the way you see those letters? The way those letters should be pronounced is Adnus? Or is Pshat that no, that Yud Kei Vav Kei has its own pronunciation, but the Torah, Halacha, teaches us that don't pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei Yud Kei Vav Kei, pronounce it Adnus. What it would be comparable to? We have in the Torah many times a kri and a ksiv, that the word is spelled in a certain way, but it's pronounced in a different way. And the question is, the Prima Gadim says, that even though we know the halach is, that when a Balkaire reads from a Torah, he has to be very careful to read the words from the Sefer Torah. Says the Prima Gadim, when you read a ksiv, you don't have to look inside, because the pronunciation is not the same way as the writing. So now we have a very fundamental halachic question. And the word Yud Kei Vav Kei comes up constantly in the Chumash. Is it that Yud Kei Vav Kei is pronounced Adnus? And since Yud Kei Vav Kei is pronounced Adnus, you have to look at the Yud Kei Vav Kei as you're reading it? Or do we understand that Yud Kei Vav Kei is a ksiv, and the kri is Adnus, and like the Prima Gadim says, you don't have to look into the Chumash. You don't have to look into the Sefer Torah when you're reading that word. Ask the Gemara, Vehechi Aver Hachi, how could Rav Chanina have done this? But Tanan Elish Elam Chelik Loyalam Haba. The Brisa says these people don't have a Chelik Loyalam Haba. Haimer ain't Torah Menashmayim. He doesn't believe that Torah was given Menashmayim. Or somebody says ain't Tchias Hamesim in the Torah. So Pash Pshat in the Gemara is that he doesn't believe in Tchias Hamesim. But I saw two more Pshatim. He believes in Tchias Hamesim. But he doesn't believe that Tchias Hamesim is stated in the Torah. Ha'imer ain't Tchias Hamesim in the Torah. He doesn't believe that the Torah teaches us Tchias Hamesim. Or third Pshat, interesting Pshat, is that we've learned many times that there were Tanoim and Amoraim who had the ability to be Mechayim Mesim. Why? Because of the Torah learning. Ha'imer, somebody believes, ain't Tchias Hamesim in a Torah, that somebody who learns Torah doesn't have that power to be Mechayim Mesim, ain't Lechelik Abba. Abishol Oimer, who says, Abishol says one more thing. Af ha'hoiges Hashem b'as Yosef. So the question is, how could Rav Chanina ben Trajan done this? Answers the Gemara, Rav Chanina ben Trajan did this, l'slamet of it. He did it to teach others. Ketanya, that's when it's usur. He didn't do it to teach others. Ketanya is the Bryson, he teaches us. L'slamet lasis, you're not allowed to teach others the Shem Hashem. Avol ato, for your own education, you may do it. Ask the Gemara, so then what did he do wrong? This is the way Tosfos is geirus in the Gemara. Elamai tamei enish, if he didn't do anything wrong. Answers the Gemara, because even though he did it, he shouldn't have done it publicly. He did it mishem eshoigus Hashem eferesia. Dahave. He did it publicly, and that's why he was punished. Tosfos points out that Rashi has a different pshat on the Gemara. The Rashi doesn't have this last line. That even though he did it for his own education, Rashi teaches us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medadikim etzadikim k'chut asara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very particular with the tzadikim. And Rav Chanina ben Trajan, even though he did it for his own education, should have still treated the Shem Hashem with more respect. And that's why he was punished. Continues the Gemara. We learned that Val Ishta Lahariga, his wife was sentenced to be killed. Why was she sentenced for so? The Loi Michabei. Because she didn't properly protest that he did the wrong thing. Mikan Amr, from here we see, somebody has the ability to protest and they don't, nanish. Or, Allah is punished. And the Farshim point out, interestingly, we've discussed previously if the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh applies by women. Al Gemara clearly proves that there is, because she was punished for not protesting. Say to Mepharshim, when we have a discussion if Kol Yisrael or Raven Zeh L'Zeh apply by women, that's only by mitzvahs that women are not obligated in. That means women are part of mitzvah sessions of Mount Grandma. So if a woman is not obligated in that mitzvah, she can't be held responsible for the man who didn't do that mitzvah. But certainly a mitzvah that women are also obligated in, certainly by those mitzvahs we say Kol Yisrael or Raven Zeh L'Zeh, even between women and men. And therefore, since the Issa of Hoigas Hashem by Yosef applies by women also, therefore she is held responsible. Why didn't she say anything to her husband? His daughter was sentenced to sit with the prostitutes. Why was she sentenced to so? She was once walking amongst the Roman officials. Amru, and they saw her, and they said, how beautiful are her steps. So she went out of her way to walk even more, in a more attention-grabbing way. Why? Where's the tznius? So Farshim said, because she wanted to have the Romans praise the Jews. She found that very important. And that's why she did it. And that was wrong. It was a lack of tznius. Behind the Amr Shem Belokish, Maidik Siv, Avoin Akave Yisaboni, Avoinish Adam Dosh Bakovif, the sins that a person just steps, Ba'alam Hazah, Mesabim Loi B'yoin Hadin, come to after B'yoin Hadin. So her steps here caused it to be punished. Another pshat is that the Averis that people consider insignificant, the Averis that people consider insignificant, add up and could cause you punishment. I saw the Mepharshim explain. Because sometimes, even though these sins are not such significant sins, but they add up, and they could cause a person to be punished. Furthermore, I saw that the Chassam Sofer explains, we just said that Rav Chanina ben Trajan's wife was punished because she didn't protest against the husband. So some Sofer says, very interesting. He says, husbands don't always listen to their wives. And therefore, to have an issue that Rav Chanina ben Trajan didn't listen to his wife, and if she would have said, maybe he wouldn't have listened. But a mother, says the Chassam Sofer, has an obligation to be mechanech a daughter. And if Rav Chanina ben Trajan's daughter didn't act with the proper tznius, the mother is held responsible. They were both responsible. She did the wrong thing, and the mother held. So the Farshim says she was sick with zaynus, who act also without the proper tznius, but not chas v'shom that she should be a zayna, that she should just sit along and have to be in that environment that's lacking, obviously, in tznius. Furthermore, I saw a very interesting shaila that was asked of Chaim Kanievsky. There was a woman who asked her husband on Friday afternoon, when is the Zman Hadlokas Neiris? Now, we know the halacha is that if a woman misses lighting the candles on a Friday night, the knas that the Chum said is that she has to make up adding a candle every week from then on. So she asked her husband, when is the Zman, when is the time for lighting candles? And her husband gave it a wrong time. It was already after Shabbos had begun. So now she came and asked the Shaila, is it considered like a situation that she missed a week, that she has to make up that candle for the rest of her life? Because it wasn't her fault. She asked her husband. So Chaim Kanievsky said, if we see in our Gemara that a wife is being held responsible for her husband, she's certainly held responsible for herself. And saying that I asked my husband, he gave me the wrong Zman, is an unacceptable excuse. And she has to write an extra candle every week. Continues the Gemara, Vahanid Amr Mishim Malakish. After learning the story, we understand what Rav Shimon Lakish said. Ma'idik, the pasuk says, Avoin akabe, It says that Rabbi Shoshi Yotzeh Shloshtu, as the three of them were being taken to their punishment, Tzot Goleim, so then they accepted the Din Shemayim. Hu Amar, what he said was, Hatzor Tamim Pa'alai. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I accept. What's that Hatzor Tamim? He used Hashem's name, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with his name. Vishta Amra, his wife said, Kela Amunah Vein Avel. I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. Why, says the Mashah? Again, she didn't really do anything specifically wrong, but she's still being punished. Bita Amra, Godel Eitza, V'Rav Ha'alila, Ashenech B'Kuchas HaKad Darchei. You looked at my ways, and my ways weren't proper. Amra Rebbe, Kamak Dorim Tzadik Malolu. How great these tzaddikim must be. These are the psukim that are said by tzaddik adin when a person accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment, and they said it b'shat tzaddik adin as judgment was being meted out against them. Tana Rabbanan continues the Gemara k'shchal Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. As Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma became ill, holach Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan l'vakrei. Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan went to be mevakeh chayil him. Amalei Chanina achi, Chanina my brother. Yatu Yedeya, aren't you aware, Shumazum and Hashemayim and Lichua, that this Roman government has been made Min Hashemayim the kings, and they've had, obviously, in tremendous success. Shechrivas Beisar, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Vesarfa Seichala, and they burnt the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaGadoshim. Vahargas Chesidim, they killed the Chesidim. Vavdas Tuvav, and they've destroyed the best of Mount Klal Yisrael. Vadani Kayemis, and they're still in their power, and therefore you should be watching out for them. Vanisha Mati Alechan, I heard about you, Shata Yoshib Isaac Bataira, that you sit and learn Torah, or Makakilis Barabim, and you gather people to learn Torah. Not only that, the Sefer Torah, Munach Labachakach, and you're sitting with a Sefer Torah in your hands as you do so. How do you dare defy the Roman government? Amalei Menashemayim Yirachmon. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalav Rachmanis. Amalei Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said to him, Ani Oymel Chodvarim Shaltam. I'm telling you something which is very sensible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shav Rachmanis, Tomani, I'm not quite certain Im Lo Yisrafu Oyscha V'Sevetar B'Reish, that they will burn you. Amalei Rebbe, so as Rabbi Chanina hears this from Yosef B'Kisma, he asks him, Mani L'Chaya Ha'olam Haba, will I be Zoychet Ha'olam Haba? Amalei Klum Ma'asa Ba L'Yotcha, did you ever do something very worthwhile? Amalei, the Gemara we learned in the previous year, Marash Aparim Nischafli B'Marash Tztaka, the Purim fund, he was a Gabbai Tztaka, and the Purim money and the Tztaka money got mixed up, the Chalaktim
Lanim, and I use my own funds, as we discussed in the previous year, to compensate. Amalai, if that's what you did, from your share should be my share, I should be in your lot. So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. Here you have a person like Chavlina ben Trajan, who's ready to be Maisa Nefesh to teach people Torah. So that's not what's going to save him. Because he once was careful with stock of money, that's what's going to save him. He needs a bigger schus than he's teaching Torah. So one pshat, the Mefarshim suggest, so there are a lot of pshatim to this question. One pshat is that he was concerned that he'll lose his, that maybe he lost his schar in this world. He had a good life till this point, and that's why he lost his schar, and he wanted to know if he still has some schar left for the next world. Another pshat is that Rav Chanina ben Trajan wasn't quite certain that he was doing the right thing. Why? Because even though we know that under certain circumstances, one has to be ready to be Maisa Nefesh, Talmud Torah is not one of the Gimel Averis, the one has to be Maisa Nefesh. And therefore, Rav Chanina ben Trajan was asking, maybe I did the wrong thing that I was ready to give up my life for Talmud Torah B'Rabbin. Another pshat that I saw, very interesting pshat. There are really two types of people in the world. There are introverted people, and there are extroverted people. The people that are social people and people that don't like to really socialize. So if you have a person that really doesn't like to mingle with other person, and he sits and learns, it's not a ride that he's really interested in learning. Maybe he's learning because that's a way of avoiding contact with other people. But if you have a person that has social skills and he still learns, that's a ride that his Torah is true. Said Rav Chanina ben Trajan, I'm a person that's a gabbai tzedakah. A person that's a gabbai tzedakah must be a very social individual. He has to come into contact with everybody. So I am a gabbai tzedakah. I am a social person. And I still sit and learn. That's a raya that my Torah is true. And that's why I deserve Olam Haba. But the fourth pshat, which is the most powerful pshat. We are used to believing that people are judged on their great actions. People, like this situation. Here we have an individual, the Romans made a decree, no one's allowed to learn, and he goes and he's making shiurim barabim. Great act of mesiras nefesh. The Gemara teaches us we're not judged for the big actions. We're judged for the everyday actions. How did you give tzedakah to the next person? Nobody knows about the tzedakah you did. It's nice, quiet, your everyday actions. When a person is judged for olam haba, not going to be judged for the big actions. He's going to be judged for the everyday actions. That's what Rav Yossi wanted to know. How did you live every day? Not just in the moments of greatness. Says the Gemara, Amru, Laha Yamat, Achenifter Rav Yossi ben Kisma. Rav Yossi ben Kisma passed away, and Mefarshim explained that Rav Yossi ben Kisma passed away before Rav Chanina ben Trajan. In order, as we're about to learn, Rav Chanina ben Trajan suffered a terrible death. In order, Rav Yossi ben Kisma should not see this, that's why he passed away. Furthermore, the Mefarshim asked, here we're learning that what made Rav Chanina ben Trajan so great? The act of tzedakah. Yet yesterday we learned that he wasn't so great in his tzedakah. How do we understand these two Gemaras? So Farshim answered, maybe he wasn't so great in tzedakah. But we combine the tzedakah that he did with his death, he came to a very high madrega. So to Rav Yossi ben Kisma's Levaya, everybody accompanied his kvura, v'spidua hespegodl, and a big hesped was set over him. Ubechazrosim, as the returning from the levaya, Matzul Rav Chanina ben Trajan shayoshev oisim b'tayra. He's sitting and learning. Amakakilis rabim gathering large kehilas for sevatayra menuchal b'chekay with the sevatayra. Hiviu, they took him v'kechul b'sevatayra and they wrapped the sevatayra around him. V'kifu b'chavli zmiris and they put vines to make the fire catch. And they put him on fire. They bought balls of wool, which they soaked in water, and they put him on his heart, in order that he not die quickly. This to see you in such a way. If I was being burnt myself, I would indeed be upset. However, Hachshav Shani Nisrav. Not that I'm being burnt. The Sefer Torah imi. And not only am I being burnt, but the Sefer Torah is being burnt along with me. Misham Vakish Albanish the Sefer Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be concerned about the Kavod HaTorah. HaYuvakish Albani, he'll be concerned for my Kavod also. Amru Loi Talmidav. So his Talmidim said to him, Rabbi Mataraya. So the first man asked, what caused them to ask that he should ask this Taisus question? So Taisus answers, one Taisus Taisus says, as they heard a sound, and they wanted to know what was that sound. Another Pshat that Taisus says, as we'll go to learn in a moment, the fact that Rav Chanina ben Trajan was prepared to die with this horrible death and not do anything to save himself, they saw there must be something that's causing him to do that. And Mataroy, what do you see that's causing you to do so? Amalim, so he said, Gvilan Nisrofim, I see the parchment of the Torah being burnt. However, for Osius Pachis, the words of the Torah are remain forever. And therefore he said, I'm not concerned about my death. That was what they heard. They heard the letters flying. Or Nodbshad, he said, I'm not concerned about my death, because my death is like just my body is being burnt. By the neshama remains, just like you burn the parchment of a Sefer Torah, but the letters remain forever. And the Mefarshim go on to explain that every time a tzaddik dies, that a tzaddik who's compared to a Sefer Torah, that is what's happening, that the parchment's being burnt, but he remains forever. And therefore, that's the oisiyas parchus avar. And those are the moments that we could grab those letters and grow in Torah. So they told him, Af at psach picha, they suggested to him, open your mouth, v'tekanes b'cha esh, in order that the fire should be able to enter you quickly, and you should no longer have to suffer. Amalan, so he said, I won't do so. Mutav shi'etlenem mishin nosna, I'm prepared that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me life, should take my life, v'al yach b'hu ba'atzmai, rather that I should wound myself. Even though Tosfos points out that there are situations in history that we find by Shaul and by others, that they were ready to hasten their death. So what's pshat? So Taisus explains, if a person is concerned that he won't be able either physically to take the pain, or he's concerned that he won't be able to withstand the challenge of those that want to oppress him, he's allowed to hasten his death. But of course, a person who could withstand the challenge has no right. Amalek Kansterelli. So says the Gemara, the officer who was assigned to killing him, Rebbe, Imani Marva B'Shohevis, if I add fire, V'naitel Sfugim Shol Tzemer, and I take away the balls of wool, Ma'alipcha, that you should die quicker, Atum V'yeni L'chaim Labo, will I have Olam Haba? Amalek Hain. Yes, he shoveli. So he said, I need you to swear to me. Nishbeloi. And so Rebbe Chanina swore, Yad Hibber B'Shalhevis, he added the fire. V'Nofel Sfugim Shaltzerim Mi'Aliboy, Yotze Nishmasrim Heira. And Rav Chanina expired immediately. Afu Kofetz V'Nofel Atoichar. And then the officer jumped into the fire. And Yotze Baskov Omer Rav Chanina Ben Trajan V'Klan Stenuri. But Rav Chanina Ben Trajan and this officer Mezumonim L'Chaya Olam Haba are both going to have Olam Haba. And Bacher Rebbe, as we discussed previously, just in the yesterday's shir, it takes this officer became worthy of Olam Haba in one moment, and others that take many years. So Ramosha asked the obvious question. Here we see that first the Gemara says Chanina ben Trajan refused to do anything that would hasten his death. And then when the officer is prepared to hasten his death, he's very happy and he's really, very ready to make a deal that'll bring him to Olam Haba. How do we reconcile the Gemara one after the other? Because this Gemara is very relevant, l'alocha l'maisa, because if you have somebody who's in a very poor situation, he's a geisus, are we allowed to do anything to hasten his death? So Rashi says, of course, the halacha is we're not allowed to do anything to hasten the death of a person as ill as he is. It's a question of mamish ritzicha. But on the other hand, there is a difference, Rashi says, about the treatment given by a non-Jewish doctor versus a Jewish doctor. And Rav Chanina was a Jew, and the level of seriousness by a Jew is not the same as by an Akum. But then I saw the Mefarshim say a beautiful word in this Gemara. He says, look at this Gemara. We have Rav Chanina, he's being burned to death. Rechmana Litzlan. And we have the officer who's in such a powerful position. He's the one that's burning Rav Chanina. So who's in the more powerful position? The officer. Yet what do we find here? Who's jealous of whom? The officer is jealous of Rav Chanina. How do we understand this Gemara? How do we understand that the officer who's burning him is jealous of a person that's being burned to death in a horrible burning? So Mefarshim explained that even though Rav Chanina was being burned to death, he was in a tremendous state of shalva, of menuchas hanefesh, because he knew he did the right thing. He knew he lived his life the right way. And therefore he was tremendously calm. And he was very at peace with himself. When the officer saw how at peace with himself Rav Chanina was, he says, this is the kind of life that a person should want to have, that he knows he lives and he dies as he's supposed to. And he became extremely jealous of him not having that kind of menuchas hanefesh. And he asked, how will I have such a menuchas hanefesh? And that's what Rav Chanina promised him. Continues the Gemara. We go back to the daughter of Chanina Mentrajan that we learned earlier was put into the place of the prostitutes. Says the Gemara, Bruria the Vista Rameya. Bruria was the wife of Rameya. Batra of Chanina Mentrajan was the daughter of Chanina Mentrajan. Hava Amrle, so she said, her sister, Zila Bamils the Yasvech Soy Bekovish Zoinus. It's terrible that my sister has to be sitting there amongst the prostitutes. So as the Mefarshim explained, what do you have to say? Because it's terrible. Isn't there a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim? So the Mefarshim explained, the halacha is that pidyon shvuyim is only obligated akadei demeim for the value of the person. If the kidnappers want more, you don't have to give it. Here she says, I'm not als hilchis pidyon shvuyim, I don't have to redeem her. But zila b'mils, I can't accept that my sister is living this way. Says the Gemara, shokot tagur the dinri. So Meir took a basket full of dinrim, vazel, amma, ilos avid boy sura. If this woman never acted inappropriately, besavid nisa, she will be saved. Yovdav sir, but if she acted inappropriately, lois avid nisa, no nes will happen for her. Also, nakl nafshikit chad parsha. He went and disguised himself as a regular person. Amla, and he said to this woman, hashmianili, agree to have relations with me. Amrlai, so she responded, dishta na na. I have my period, I can't have relations to you. Amalai, marask na marasak. So he said, you know what, I'll wait for you. Amalai, nefush and tuva, the shapir minoi. There are many more women here that are better looking than me. Amma, so Ramei said, shma minop, loy of the sira. We clearly see that she never did anything wrong. Because, kol da osa amalai hocha. Whoever came, this is what she says to him, to avoid having relations. Osla kabisham dada. So he went to her guard. And Amma Havla Nila, let me take her. Amalai, so he said, Mr. Finim Machusa, I can't let her out. I'm scared of the government. Amalai, so he said to the guard, Shikol Takva the Dinra, take this basket full of money. Palga Palach, a half you should have to bribe the officials if they get angry. Or Palga Lavala. So Pash Pashan the Gemara, you're saying here, saying to the guard, you'll have enough money to bribe the officials if they get angry if they find out you freed her. Another Pshat Taisva says is that they used to have to pay tax off every prostitute. So you'll make believe that she's still here and you'll have the money to pay for the tax. Amalei, so the guard said to Rameya, v'chishami my evit, and when the money, I don't have the money anymore, what do I do? Amalei, so he said to him, say alakad the meya and neini misaltis. Say the words alakad the meya and you will be saved. Amalei, so the God said to him, Omei Yoyma the Hachi Ika, who says that this would work? Amalei, Hashtachazis, I'll prove to you that it'll work. Have a Hanukaba, there were these dogs, Davakoachli Inshi, they were eating people. Shakakala, Shadabai. He picked up a piece of earth and threw at them. When they realized that it was just a piece of earth, Havakoachla Mikhli, they wanted to attack him. Amalei, Kadameya, Anani, he said the words Kadameya, Anani Shafkur Vyavale. They Shafkur Vyavale. So he let him go and he gave the girl to Rameya. So Mefarshim all discussed what does Al Qadameya Anani mean. He was speaking about his name. That's the power. So one pshat that I saw, that he didn't mean his name, Meir. And pshat is that he meant Hameir La'aretz. Al-Kod Meir, the God that brings life and sunshine and to the world, should save him. Another pshat that I saw is that the name of a tzaddik has the power to bring Yeshuas. In fact, the Chassidish Sfarim say that when the Baal Shem would write a Kameya, the Kameya he would write is just his name. That's the power of the name of a tzaddik. Another pshat that I saw is that throughout Shas, Remeir is the mandam of the Tzchoy Shlom Yuta. That even if it's something unlikely to happen, he's concerned about it. And that's what he said here. As unlikely as it is that a person should be saved, Al-Kod Meir, he's the one that relies that Nisim could happen. Even if something that's unlikely to happen will happen. Another pshat, beautiful pshat, is that Remeir, we know, learned Torah ba'achar. And the Chazal asked him, how did you learn Torah ba'achar? So what did Ramey answer? It was like a rimay. Torcha ochel, he only took out the inside, the fruit, the klipas zark, and he threw away the outside. So he said, when we look at a Jew, when a Jew's in trouble, what do we say, Tachadosh Baruch Hu? Sometimes on the outside, we don't act appropriately. But look at what Ramey taught us. We shouldn't look at the outside. We should look at the inside. And the inside of every Jew is great. That's why, on the Yom and the Rayim, what does the Gemara say? It's a Mishnah. Everybody goes in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kibnei Meroyim. The word Meroyim is the exact same letters as Rimoyim. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us on the Yom and the Rayim, we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, look at us like you look at the Rimoyim. Look at the inside, not at the outside, and judge us favorably. And this is the source for the famous minig, that if somebody loses something, or somebody has a choyl in the house, he should give tzedakah for a meyer bel nes, and say, al-kod meyer nein, al-kod meyer nein. L'stayf ishtam nisal be'malka. Ultimately, the government became aware of what happened. Asyu asuk l'zakifa. They took this god to be hung. And the Ben Yayad explains, the god was a little of a wise guy. Instead of using the money to bribe the officials, he took all the money for himself. And that's how he got caught. Amal Kadmeh Neni, he said these words, Echsua, and they put him down. Amal Mayhai, so that's what happened here. Amal Hochav Maisa, this was indeed what happened. Asu Chakkul Dmeisa Dremeyad Piska Dremi, they went and they hung up the picture of Remeya on the gates of Rome. Like, you know, they put up the picture of a fugitive. Whoever sees this individual, Lysay, should bring him. One day he was caught, Rat Basray, so he ran away, Rat Mekamayun, they ran after him. So in order to escape, he ran into the house of prostitutes. Ikadam Bishule Avdikham Chaza, he saw food that was being cooked with Bish Akam. Tamish Bahu Masbahu, he put his finger into it and like sucked on it. Ikadami os Elio came, Idmalek Kazoina, and disguised like a Zoina, Kachhe, and embraced him. So the people who saw this happening said, this can't be Remeya. Chas v'sholem, if it was Remeya, lo yava avad hachi. He would never be doing something like that, eating bishalakim, or being embraced by a Zoina. So the Farshim say, why was he saved this in the base Zoinus? Because he went to save his sister-in-law, who was in the Beis Zoinus. Come, Arak Osla Bavel. So after this episode, he knew he had to run away, and he ran to Bavel. Ikadam Mahai Mais, some say he ran to Bavel because of this story. Ikadam Mais the Brewer. The story of Brewer, his wife. What was the story of Brewer, his wife? Brewer, his wife, once overheard her husband, Remeya, learning. And she overheard him saying, Noshim Datum Kalas. The Gemara says, Noshim Datum Kalas. She was very offended. How he could speak about women that way. So Remeya said, I'm going to show you. So he went and he told one of his Talmidim, I want you to try to seduce my wife. And the Talmid went and seduced his wife. She, after she was seduced, was so upset about what she did, she hung herself. Some say she didn't actually have relations with him, but she was so upset with herself, she hung herself. And he, what he did to his wife, had to run away to Bavel. If somebody goes to a stadium, or lekarkim. It's also some sort of a stadium. V'roshem es nechoshim ves chaverim. Bukyun or mukyun million velulin. Blurin segurin. These are all different types of shows that they had. Hareza Moshev Leitzim. It's considered as if he participated in a Moshev Leitzim. V'leim akos foimen. The Pasuk says the first parak in Tehillim. Asher yish lehol batzas v'shoyim. Ki im b'tarus Hashem cheftzai. Halamadata. Shadvar ma'alolum. These things. V'vim es adam l'day betel tayro. Pashup shad is, if you're spending your time with this, you can't learn. Another shad is, in order to be successful in learning, we have to have Yerushimayim. And these things are the opposite of Yerushimayim. Ask the Gemara of Reminu, it says in the Braisa, Halchem Atzadinim Mutter, you're allowed to go to an estadian when they should Soyveichem Matzel, if they used to have bullfights. And if they have the Jew as the one that's being attacked by the bull, you could possibly save him. Ulkarkum, or you could go to this, again, stadium. Ulkarkum, Mutam, Yeshiva Medina. You're allowed to go there because that's where they make all the decisions about what affects us. And you should make sure that our positions are being protected. Uvat Shiskashivimon. Tupshat, Pshatim Rashi. One pshat is that you shouldn't participate with them in their decisions about war. Another pshat is that they shouldn't think that you're part of the army. But if you are going to be considered part of the army, or you're going to be considered, or you're going to participate in decisions about war, also. Ask the Gemara, so here we have a kasha. First, the Gemara said that you're not allowed to go to Tzedinim. Kasha Tzedinim, not Tzedinim. Kasha Karkam, Akarkam. Says the Rambam, "Bishlam karka, karkam loy kasha." We can reconcile the difference about the karkam. Kambim is kasha v'moim. If he's going to be part of the military deliberations, kambish emes kasha v'moim. El atzedinin kasha. We started the sugya that you're not allowed to ever go to a stadium, and here it says you may. And it says the Gemara tanaihi. It actually represents a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, one brisa says, "Ein hochel atzedinin." You're never allowed to go to stadium of Nei Moshev Leitzim, Rav Nosem Matar, Nei Shnei Dvarim. Echav Nei Shetzaveich Matzel, you could save a Jew who may be in trouble. Echav Nei Shemeid Isha Lesia. If you see that a Jew got killed, if nobody will witness that he was killed, his wife will be remaining in Aguna. Like this, if you could say testimony that you saw Nebuch, that this Jew got killed, at least you'll save his wife from becoming in Aguna. Tana Abonin. And Hokum Latatioil Kakasoyas, Mnei Shemizabim Shem Zibalavitz Kechavim. Machlokes Rashi in Taisris, what does that mean? Rashi says, Mnei Shemizabim Zazivel, that's where they make all the decisions about Avodah Zorah. Taisris says, Mnei Shemizabim Zazivel, means that they actually worship Avodah Zorah. Divir Remeya. Bechamamim, Mokum Shemizabim, Osir, in a place where they actually do this, it's Osir, Mnei Shemizabim Kechavim, because we don't want to participate in Avodah Zorah in any way. So that's the Gemara, my benayu. According to all opinions, you're not allowed to go there. So what's the nafkamina la halacha? Amar Rav Chanina Masara, nosen v'nosen ik v'nayu. The nafkamina is as follows. If they're doing Avodah Zorah there, so if you did have any profit from attending that place, you can't have benefit from that profit. If it's only because of a Moshev Leitzim, you shouldn't have gone, but if you did go, you now the profit is not Osav Hanom. Darash Rav Shimon Pazi, Maidik Siv, again, the first parak of Tehillim. Asher yesh lehol patzas v'shoyim, uv'derech ha-toyim lo'omad, u'moitzu leitzim le'yoshev. Ask the Gemara v'chim, yachash leholoch, if he didn't go there, heichan omad, so how could he have stood there? U'meachash le'omad, if he didn't stand there, heichan yoshev, how could he have sat there? If he didn't even sit there, how could he have come to participate in the Litzonis? If you think you're just going to go there to pass by, you're going to end up standing there. If you stand there, you're going to end up sitting there. And if you end up sitting there, you're going to end up participating in the Litzonis. And if he participates in the Litzonis, all of Akos of Omer, im chachanto chacham taloch, a person who participates in a Dvar Chochmah becomes smarter, from Latzta, but if you become a Letz, Levat Chatisa, you'd be left alone with that Letzonis. Omer Rav Huna, Kolam Esloitzitz, whoever acts with Letzonis, Yisurim Boim Alav, will have Yisurim. Shnema, Vata Altis Loitzitzu, don't act with Letzonis, Pen Yecheskum Masreichim, in order that you should not have Yisurim. Amul Rav Rabbanus, the Rabbanus said to Rav said to Rabbanus, B'matusa, I ask you, I beg of you, deloy to slight it too, that you shouldn't participate in litzanis, deloy leisa lech yisurim, to void yitzurim. Amrav Ktina, kolam slight it, whoever participates in litzanis, whoever participates in litzanis, mizaynaisov mismatin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him less mizaynis. Shnemar, mashach yaday es leitzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws the panasa from litzanim. Why? So sort of mefarshim explain. A person is supposed to, what does panasa bring to a person? A person, the panasa brings to a person that he should have pleasure. A person who has a decent salary, decent living, lives with more menuchas nefesh. This person is getting his enjoyment from litzanis, and therefore he doesn't deserve to have the menuchas nefesh that panasa brings. Amar b'shem alokish, kolam esloitzitz, Neufel begehenim. Shenema zach yor loyal lechmoy. Oise be'ever zodin. Then ever, ever means gehenim. Shenema yoim ever hayoimahu. Omer loyshe kolam es yar. Whoever is arrogant, neufel begehenim. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ze yor lechmoy. Oise be'ever zodin. Then ever el gehenim. Yoim shenema, as the pasuk you just quoted says, yoim ever yoimahu. Amar Chanel ben Chanloi, Kolam Slaitzitz, whoever acts with Litzonis, Gorim Kli Loilim, brings destruction to the world. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Vata Alta Slaitzitzu, Mesrechim, Ki Kolo Venechratz Shamati. Litzonis brings destruction to the world. Amar Belezer, Koshihi, look how hot, terrible Litzonis is. Shetchilosoi, first it brings Yisurim, Vesoifa, and then it brings total destruction. Dorsh Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Ashishish Shloiholach Letatios Lekasoy Shal Oiv de Kachavim. He doesn't go to the theaters and to the circuses. Ubidarach Hatoim Loi Omid, Zesh Loi Omid Bekinyan. He doesn't go to the place where they have animals. In fact, there's a shail amongst the Paiskim if you're allowed to go to the zoo based on this Gemara. The Gemara Masechta the Brachos, Paskins, and that's the Halacha, that when you see animals that you've never seen before, you have to make Mishana Briyitz. So isn't that a raya that you're allowed to go to the circus? And in fact, the Chidah says that you are allowed to go to the circus. That's not what, allowed to go to the zoo. That's not what the Gemara means here. And in fact, he says that when he was in London, where there were very, it was a zoo with interesting animals he went to see in order they should be able to make bracha. Other Paiskim say that you're not allowed to go to the zoo. Aye, the bracha. It means if you happen to see such an animal, you should make the bracha. But not that you're obligated to go see the animal to make the bracha. It shouldn't be together making plans. So maybe the person will say, he says to himself, you know what? The safest bet is to just to lay down in bed. If I lay down in bed, I won't do anything wrong. You do have to be with other people. But in what type of setting? In a setting of Torah. I once heard a Gvalda Gvart from the Klaus Magareba. Klaus Magareba said, there was a person who says, you know what? Shmir Shabbos is so difficult. There's so many halachas. So you know what the right thing I'll do is? I'll lay myself down on bed Friday afternoon. I'll have somebody tie me to the bed. Like that, I know I can't be Mechal Shabbos. He said, that's the biggest Chil Shabbos. Where's the Onik Shabbos laying tied to a bed? A person's supposed to live in the world. He's supposed to live the right way.